Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Jay Meeks back on the show. Jay is a regular member of our Brain Trust. He's been on the show two or three times a year. He's Executive Vice President of Insperity for Sales and Marketing, and had that job now for, I don't know, 40, 50 years, something like that.
Yeah, it seems like
and,
it.
And as you know, folks, I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Tournament, the Insperity Invitational, here in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. This is my 14th tournament, my 14th year to broadcast from here. So
you don't look a day over three.
I know. we're having a great time here,
I
folks.
I just got a question. Why am I following the CEO of our company?
Jay says, why is he following the CEO? Well, I'm gonna ask you that, Jay. By the way, folks, this is where I've two seconds ago was when I officially lost control of my show.
Exactly right.
So Jay, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
And as you know, I may mention, not mention it. Paul was sitting right in front of me earlier in the hour, and Jay is too. Jay, Paul was talking about being the CEO of a company with all the pressures that Wall Street puts on you, and not letting that get down to the people. You know, protecting the people,
yep,
your people from that, including customers.
Sure.
You've got a sales organization.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do the same thing?
Well, you just talk about the important things. And the things that happen behind the scenes for them is not important.
But some people aren't capable of doing that. Some people aren't capable of taking the pressure and not passing it on. Mm-hmm. You have to be a leader to do
that.
Well,
I think it's that, and it's also you get that faith. You know, the faith that believes that tomorrow is going to be a better day, and that the circumstances that you may be in right now are going to last, and you're going to get on the up. Because most of the time in business, at least that's my perspective, maybe because I'm an optimist, but most of the time in business, things are going well. Things are going good. And the period of time when they get tough, whether it's a recession, whether it's a regulatory issue, whether it's a vendor that, you know, does it mm-hmm. to you, they don't last that long, and you got to have the perspective that you're going to come out on the other side. So that's really what I think is a hallmark of our company, Jim, is the faith that tomorrow is going to be a better day.
Well, yeah, and also, but there's something that I see in your company that I see in other companies, but not as much as I used to, and that's an awareness, a sensitivity to humanity.
Right. Well, it's
the human being, the human element right. of the company.
It's about our people. See, when you're in leadership, it's not about you. And if you start thinking it's about you, you're in trouble.
Right.
It's going to be about the folks that do the day-to-day work, have their heads down, working. It's about them. It's not about us. And if you can get yourself out of it, then you don't suffer through, you know, the anxiety and mm-hmm. all that garbage. You know, it's really, and that's why we're best places to work. We're last year at Houston, number one place to work in Houston. So it is a concerted effort to make sure our folks are operating to their optimum performance level. And the only way you can do that is to get out of their way and let them do it.
I asked Paul in the last half hour if he felt like that it's tougher to be part of Wall Street and still value humanity, value the human part. He said it was. He said he thought that Wall Street is putting less interest in the human factor.
Yeah, but it's for Wall Street, and you know, it's I'm not going to use the word greed. Did I say greed? but it's just, you know, money. And it doesn't, and it just, it's less and
but
less.
But it's not even smart to be that way. I mean, to completely, as long as there are people involved, to lose sight of that part of it, it takes a little more effort, but you're missing a major resource, aren't you?
Well, I think, let me just say this. To get performance that pleases Wall Street, you've got to have your people working at their best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. And so as a leader, my role, my job, is to prepare them to do their best and give them every resource they need to achieve that. Whether Wall Street likes it or who likes it, doesn't matter. That's one of the hallmarks of our business, I believe, is we do what the right thing. And sometimes the right thing is not pleasing to people, but it's still the right thing to do.
Well, there's another element of this as we go to a break, Jay. So maybe if you minimize the humanity, you can get as much done. You maximize the humanity, you can get the same amount done. But in the second example, you have more fun.
Exactly right.
People have more fun.
Amen.
And isn't that part of, I mean, you're passing through life, you're spending all this time at work.
Right.
Why not enjoy yourself?
That's it.
Why hate what you're doing? That's the part, that's a big part of it.
That's it.
Hold on to that thought, folks. When we come back, Jay's sales organization is growing. I'm going to ask him how he pulls that off after this break. Stay with us.
Night is falling and the music's calling and we got to get down to Swing Town.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.